You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 13 and verse 22. Now, he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Again, we are seeing that somebody can hear the word, and in the immediate, it will look like that person is walking in the word. But when the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches come, it chokes the word. I want to tell you that one of the things that kills the seed of God in a man are the cares of this world. And those cares, they will look so legitimate. Many people cares about the things of this world. So you see somebody that believes in the word of God, is living in the word of God, there's no problem, this person has a fantastic Christian life. Then suddenly she becomes 35 years of age. She's not yet married. She becomes agitated. She loses trust in the word. She begins to question the things of God. She's prepared to even compromise so that she can get married. What is going on? It is the care of this world. Marriage can become a care of the world. And because of that, you begin to compromise. There are people that when they started, they appear to be on fire for the Lord. But along the line, something happened. Do you know what happened? It is called deceitfulness of riches. Even many preachers have made a shipwreck of their faith. They started with the Lord. As they went on, either money started coming in or money was not coming in. The deceitfulness of riches choked the word of God in their life. They began to change their message. They began to preach things that will simply bring money. Their entire ministry is now based on money. It is called the deceitfulness of riches. Riches will deceive you. The reason it's deceiving you is because it wants to ensure that the word of God is not fruitful in your life. You cannot love money. You cannot love the things of this world and expect the word of God to be fruitful in your life. It will never work. Over the years, I've seen brethren who were truly on fire for Jesus. But when it came to the issue of money, of making money, of living, then they began to compromise. They began to draw back. Riches will deceive you so much that it will tell you that if you will pursue me, if only you can pursue me, you will have me. And so they set on a rat race to pursue riches. And I tell you, if the richest men in the world are still busy looking for money, do you think you will ever get to an end when you will say that I have made enough? There will never be a time when money will be enough. What you need is contentment. A man that has $100 can be contented. A man that has $10 billion may still be searching for money. It is not about the volume of the money. It is about contentment. Riches will deceive you. It will tell you that, see, just change your date of birth so that you can get this job. That is deceitfulness of riches. It will tell you that just change your passport. Just change something there so that you can get this visa. You know, when you get this visa, you are going to make money in that country. You see, the end goal is money. Every compromise is because of money. That's why the scripture says that the love of money is the root of all evil. When you check every point where you are compromising, there is money as the end goal of that game in your mindset. Be very careful. The cares of this world and deceitfulness of riches chokes the word of God. No matter what you are hearing, the word of God will never profit you. Several years ago, the Holy Spirit warned me and told me very clearly, very expressly. He said, no matter what I show you in the scripture, if you love money, you are going to use it to preach money. He said, never make your work with me about money. Never make ministry about money. Never. It was a very clear warning. And now I'm beginning to understand why. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.